the rate at which I make friends is the rate at which I lose friends.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's just like a personality trait. What do you guys think?
I think utaanza na kutuambia kwanza ya mwisho.
Okay.
Uliachwa ama uliachana?
Mimi wachana. Mimi si dampi wangu.
It's a toxic anyway, trait.
It is red flag.
Because wananiachaje? Z.
Hello people.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to another episode of
Speaking of Gen Z.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of
Speaking of Gen Z.
My name is Esther Nyandoro.
My name is Michelle Namasaka.
And
I'm Cheryl Blessing.
She's no longer a guest because
I was just about to introduce her.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi, huyu huku ni amekuwa mwenyeji. Ameshakuwa mwenyeji. She's not a guest anymore because she was a guest on the previous episode which you should have
listened to. She's still a guest.
She is.
You have to do 3 runs. Not for mwenyeji.
That's true. Yeah. Like so. Likes of Sylvia Muya and Maina.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So on this episode, we are going to discuss about breakups in friendships. Ta-da! I feel like we don't talk about that enough. But Nikki to address because of kuongelelea.
It hurts so much.
No. Okay, some hurt and some don't.
Na kidogo Michelle mbona umekuwa emotional.
I know.
She's not about that one experience. And it hurts like Mimi, so much.
You know, I think the rate at which I make friends is the rate at which I lose friends.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's just like a personality trait. What do you guys think?
I think utaanza na kutuambia kwanza ya mwisho.
Okay.
Uliachwa ama uliachana?
So, mimi wachana. Mimi si dampi wangu.
It's a toxic anyway, trait.
It is.
Red flag.
Kwa zwa naniachaje? Z. Kwa zwa nikio na tunda lili.
Leave them
in the review. Nikio na tunda mimi ndiyo nina exit wa kwanza. Anyway, that's a joke, please. So, me have broken up with friends, close friends, just two close friends.
Yeah.
The first one I think I've ever told you guys in this podcast. There's another one. So I'm not gonna tell you about the first one. The recent one, which happened in 2021, this lady, we were friends. We were such good friends, you know? We were really good friends. And we'd like grab lunch here in town. You know, in the newsroom, we don't get lunch. Lunchtime, okay, maybe you can, but you can't.
Why are you laughing as if you wanted?
Cook in a dining room for newsroom.
You don't know. Then you then you yani. Lunchtime, you know, not my my free lunch, bro. That's all what I mean.
Okay.
Nini? Me, I mean.
Sorry.
I'll party here break. Some desks, you know, you have to create your own.
Yeah.
So we used to like grab lunch, Ivo. You know, when you grab lunch, kama hufai, it's like kind of fun. You know, when you do something when you're not supposed to do, it's kind of fun. Anyway, you know. So there's a time we talked about. She was sijui ni mwete, alikuwa na give liberal vibes. But there's a time we were talking about Beyonce, and I don't know how this conversation escalated. And we were talking about her and Adele, and she was like, me, I felt like that was kind of racist. She was like, you can't tell me you want to compare Adele to Beyonce. Beyonce is up there, you know? And it's not a matter of her music, it's a matter of the culture. Adele is trying to steal the culture, nini, nini. So, you know what I told her? You know, as black women, nini, 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 she stopped me there. She said, ati black women, ati black, we are not black, we are brown. Can you look at the CPU in front of you? Are you black? Are you that black? I was like, girl, First of all, me, I was just talking about Beyonce. Are you black as the taffies, the shoes you wore to school? Speaker. You know, are you black as black cotton soil?
Yo,
and you know what? Ngoja kwanza hata kumaliza alimalizia hapa. Only people who are out of touch say that. And I was like, me, I hung up. And that was the last time I spoke to her. On call.
I don't even get the fight. What was the fight about?
Aki, man, you know how? But then, exactly, what was the fight about? Even right now, if we were to talk, I'll be like, even why? But this was the thing that
broke the camel's back.
You know, it made me say no more.
Mm-hmm.
How would you just tell me that, Ati? You're out of touch. Ati only. Alafu, so she called back. I didn't pick. And then she texted me and she said, "What's up?" I told her,
"What's
up? I really don't appreciate you telling me, Ati. Oh, Ati, I'm out of touch." And she said, "Out of touch means," she said, "she alinitusi." Like, on top of that, of her saying out of touch, she said, "What I really meant is," even actually forgot what she said, but actually me too, see. And I was like, it's the fact that you don't get that you're actually being mean to me.
Yeah.
It's the fact that you don't get you're actually hurting me. It's a fact that you don't get it. Mm. Then it's just like a question ringing at even the other day, you know. Yeah. Now her bringing stuff up. Even the other day, it's Ginny. I'm like, bruh, Haki, I just deleted and blocked. And that was the last time we spoke. And of course, I was furious on that evening. Even spoke to my dad and kamambia, "Daddy, imagine who you mschana meniambia hivi and hivi and hivi." And later on, I was like, okay, maybe I overreacted, but I'm not going to go back.
Yeah.
But I miss her. I miss her so much. Yeah.
I honestly feel like this is something that I had to learn in the recent few years. My opinion is not an authority.
Mm-hmm.
So my opinion on Black Lives Matter, on culture, on music, it's not the authority on, unless mimi ni sijui African, sijui what, nimekuwa nasoma hizi vitu since God knows when, I have PhDs on this matter, then you're qualified. But there's no way I can impose my opinion on you and say, because your opinion does not align with mine, then you're stupid.
Mm.
It makes no sense. Because ata yo kitu ya black and brown,
it's fake. It's being fake woke.
It's being fake woke. Yeah. And then that shows a deeper issue. Because black is not about the color. It's about the culture.
Let's go.
Different. So you can say, "I've called you black," and all of a sudden it's about my skin color. No, she's... We only make it personal.
Cindy, by the way, she took make it personal. Imagine we were talking about Beyonce and Shakira.
And Adele.
I'm like, bruh,
And when you think about it, Adele may be a culture, Aje? Because siya nimbanga already.
You know,
I'm a me of music.
You know those fake work people who just like bringing things, especially the musicians, you know.
Mm.
Izo's Adele and Beyonce, Izo's Cardi B and Iggy Azalea. I mean, it's Cardi B, Nicki Minaj and Iggy Azalea, white and black. I'm like,
was there a need for that?
Rest.
Like rest.
Three hours. You know, stress hivo.
Necessary, Cheryl. What was your last breakup like?
My experience. Okay, there's one that stands out to me. Because the other one, I tried to break up with my bestie and then we reconciled.
Yeah. We talked about that.
Like, most of the time, I just felt like we were growing at different rates. Mm. And our opinions, our experiences were kind of different. And then I just felt like she wasn't prioritizing me. And asked you for my bestie, oh, wengine alafu. I'm like, kwani?
Mimi? Na mimi je?
Like, kani beef sema too, by the way?
By the way.
So, yeah, we talked about it. That was one instance where kujua mtu na, I think communication, it really played a role. Because me ni mtu wa kughost. I'll ghost you and then figure it out. You know what you did.
Girl.
Ata wewe acha kusema hivyo na totally ghost.
Na
you go through and you're like, you know what you did.
Yeah. Like, figure it out on your
figure
own.
Figure it out. So that was my one situation. I had this friend. This was way back. Like, I think it was fresh out of high school. So we met. No, ilikuchokuitana sis. Ati siste, siste. Yo, uya likuwa siste wangu.
Yo, kweli. Siste damu.
You know, like, I will ride and die for you. Wahala. Nikajua
siju
kwa grao. It was after high school. Okay. So I was still kind of immature.
Mm.
Hey, so I was dating someone. And then unone ile nye, because cinema sees. I'm going to introduce you to my partner. And then to my form group, yeah, my friends.
I hope this isn't going well.
No.
Okay.
No, I know what you're disappointing. That would have made it worse.
Bruh, yeah. I thought like she stole
your man. So the thing is, she knew about another girl who was vibing with my guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, situation really quite tricky. And me, I don't like things that are complicated. Imagine me, I'll just walk away. I don't like pressure. Stay with each other. Have fun. I'm on your side.
Mm.
I want you guys to be happy. So that was the situation. I was trying to exit. This so-called thesis of mine, and I could remember, you know, your guy likes you. What? We were shopping for gifts for you. And for sure, the guy will pull up with gifts. But then this same sees, but when I hang out, no, dem mwingine. So the craziest thing, the one moment that really made me wake up, she invited me to go out with them. Because I was done with the guy. I was like, no, me, I'm done. Like, this situation is toxic. At this point, free me. Cinema talker, this so-called sis invites me out, and the guy is there.
We?
Kumbe wame collude at it to get me out. Nimefika, see, niko like, okay, let's have fun. Ode mwingine akakuja. So I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Turns out this so-called sis of mine orchestrated the whole thing.
Mm.
She knew what was going on. And then here's the craziest bit. This babes had the audacity, because when she invited me first, nilikuwa hesitant about going. So akanimba, no, just come. I need a change of clothes, so if you can bring me something to wear.
This is
Sinika Fika. This is
the sis. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So she's visited where her guy was, and the guy who she was dating was in the same apartment as my ex, where your time. So mi sinimepeleka tunguo. Wakani convinced tuende out, nikaenda out. Nimeona nimekutana huko na shindwa nini zinaendelea huku. And then she has the audacity to come and tell me, you know, this other girl, let's call her Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Ati unajua Mary alikuwa nasema venye, ha feel poa, ati uu chali yako amekupatia attention yote, na yako hapo.
Ni chali yangu.
You know, the whole time I was like.
Ni chali yangu.
Na kinipatia attention shida ni gani. Si kama nakutaka na kama mnatakana si basi. Siyako hapo. Siyate muko hapo.
Mchukue.
Mchukue. Do you. So it was so weird because it went on for some long time, and then I just felt like she wasn't loyal.
Yeah.
Because loyalty is a very important thing in friendships. Mm. So at your time, by then, nili cut off watu. Nili ghost watu, nili change number, nika disappear. I was like, I want a new life.
Like it's fresh so time to start a new chapter.
You know, because I came to realize that whole clique was kind of toxic.
Mm.
And the minute I realized that, I checked out. But the thing about her was she kept persisting. Apa. Saizi, tukena kwa DM zangu, ubebe zako, ati hi sis. She keeps updating me on her life. She's like, you know, I got a kid.
Mwambe tutamfinya.
Kidogo, mimi na shinonga kuambia mtu, by the way, ni nyoks, nastaki ku associate now.
Any avoidance.
You know, so I am on, I avoid, because I don't like drama and things like that. So I just ghosted. Nikaona, by the way, itabidi umefigure out what you did. And then here's the craziest thing. So I introduced her to my mom, and then my mom told me, I don't like her. She doesn't seem like a genuine person. And then when I was young, you're rebellious. You're like, mama, taki tu nikuwa na wabish.
You don't know them.
Saizi, trusting me, I will introduce someone to my mom to get her opinion.
Yeah.
Because they know, they have insight.
Love it.
That was one instance where it was needed, and then it just felt toxic. Because I didn't understand how you, my friend, I didn't know this person is hurting me, and you're still associating with them, and you expect me to be cool with the entire situation. Because I can't even open up to her and tell her some stuff. Because maybe I'm a beba maneno, because kama umeria mekuza kumuambia maneno. Clearly, you guys sit down and you talk.
And discuss me.
Yeah.
So that was one instance where it was needed. So I feel like,
and it was done
like per snip say ako tu. So yeah, because it's kind of tricky. Just saying, you feel guilty. I'll engage once or twice because I don't remember pizzas. I'm a pata balls. You know, I'm like, okay, oh, congratulations, I hope the kid is okay, because it's, you had a bond.
I feel like when I'm enable, like we get a reply and they attach a cook update. The more you reply, but the more she'll.
This was like in 2018.
Stagger story,
girl. Because she's there. She's there. So maybe if I just ghost Pia for real, Pia hapo, maybe. But I don't know.
How about you, Esther? Are you the hatter or the hearty?
I used to be the hatter, but recently I was hearty.
Yeah.
I never used to take friendships that seriously. Okay, I have friends, and then I have just regular friends. So for regular friends, it doesn't matter. So I had this friend. First, we met online, and then we became real life friends. And then it was going so good. Nilikuanga tu na kapa kwa office na niambia, ukato, I want to buy you lunch. Natokea hivi nakula. It was such a good friendship. Then one day, kama tu yako, how it makes sense. Tulikosana tu once,
and that was it. Ghosts.
Like, you know, ghost. I was in shock. I didn't look at him text and I stand on business. Ajibu. And I ignored. Like, I'm like, what's up? Like, what happened? Like, Adi walio sijai understand what went wrong. But ilikuwa too a misunderstanding, I think. And ikaishia hivyo. Tangulia siku, I'm not big on making friends.
Yeah.
Wacha tu nitoshike na wenye nikona. See, trauma. It was just, I can't understand. But then also me vile nime hati watu. So I think it was my karma.
Umehati watu?
Yeah, like, hey.
Like an instance. Just one. I know there are many.
So, there was this friend. Likuwa sis. Likuwa tunonana. Come on, I'll be your bridesmaid. That kind of situation. So me, I have other friends. We were like a clique of friends. We have four other friends. But now this friend was treating one of our friends funny.
Mm.
But then we didn't know. Okay, we didn't know how to tell her. Mm. So what we did, tukatoka kwa group, tukafom group ingine, tukamwacha kwa group. Okay, kila mtu aka exit.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
When was this? How old
were you? That was a long time ago.
Like,
in uni?
Yeah, in uni.
Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Halafu?
Sasi kakwa tuivo.
Na hivyo tu ndo mlimtoka. Hivyo tu
kidogo mlimtoka.
Welcome to think of it.
Admin kwa grupa peke yake.
Now you have the rights to remove and add people.
And add. Oh my god.
But it's so tunge handle your situation aje shwali. Like, it was so bad, but we didn't know how to tell her. Either way, angekuwa hurt. Either way, ilikuwa imefika place, it can't be redeemed. Ilikuwa imeisha. So either ni kumtua group ama ni si kutoka, akunga kuwa na difference.
Yeah, you know, two things are just like coming off. They're just coming off this conversation.
Yeah.
Is how probably maybe as Gen Z's or just as ladies or people, we suck at communication.
Yeah.
Because if I'm thinking about it, in my situation, if I like just talk to this babe, wait, but I did talk to her. And she was like, still, where did he fall?
There was
UG black and brown.
It's kind of the primary.
Kwanza ule name G colors. Msimuone hivyo. Ako color blind. But I feel maybe some of course friendships come and go. Some friendships are seasonal.
Mm.
But maybe we would not burn bridges and maybe even break up with people if our communication skills
exactly
were better. On point.
Yeah.
The second thing is, before we start engaging on the first, the second thing is on your story, Miss
Mary.
Yeah.
Mrs.
Yeah.
Are there unspoken rules in girl friendships?
There are. Yeah.
Have we like tended to let go of some of them? Because why would you hang out with
my ex.
My ex? Why would you date my ex? Why would you hang out with a lady who wants my boyfriend? Yeah. Why would you do that? And you're exactly. my friend? I feel like there's some unwritten rules and codes that we should even discuss, like, right now. Yeah. And just put them out there, like, sis.
You can't do that.
Zon Zuzan.
Yeah.
Like, why are you dating my ex? You guys.
Unajua, I feel like it's unspoken cause.
Yeah.
It's about how would you want someone to treat you in that situation. You know, because I feel like female friendships have a lot of sisterhood. And it's about consideration.
Yeah.
Because if I know hanging out with your ex is going to make you feel some type of... If you hang out with my ex, Nivyo, you know?
Mnadu nini?
The minute we break up, if you had it, delete it.
Delete. Like, I don't care. We hate
you. You have broken up with a whole...
community.
A community.
Yeah.
You know.
There's this girl on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I love her. She's white. So she does this content where she goes around. So there's this one video of hers. She does a series of them where she meets the ex of the best friend.
And I she think acts I've like, seen that. Sabrina.
Sabrina. Mm. Yeah. Mm. She's like,
who are you?
Mm.
I don't even say hi to the dog. You know, that's the energy you should be giving that's my ex.
Energy.
Not flirting with them.
You'll
be like, when in nani?
Ati uko aje.
I'm sorry, it's like I have amnesia. I'm really sorry. Before? Have we met before?
Yeah.
And you've dated my friend.
Mgani
what friend?
Mm. Hey, you must be Delulu.
You know, you I don't talk to strangers. Yeah.
Story. Let me just cut you short. There's a friend of mine again.
Yeah.
When we were in campus. Sindio ya amebreak up na boyfriend. Ametambia, mkiona yo mtu, msiai mwangelesha. We are like, yes. Walirudiana, hakutuambia. Tunakutana na mjama.
We
are ignoring. We haven't You're seen like, you.
No. Weni nani? That's so funny.
Tukifika kwa hostels, tunamwambia, by the way, you met your ex. Ati ex. Tulirudiana. Oh my God, it was so awkward after that because they stayed together.
And also, Tebu, let's talk about this.
Sisterhood
is crazy. Thing of your friend sharing about maybe some situations in the relationship. And you're like, leave that man alone. And then you meet them walking down the aisle. I went to Meshika Mawas.
And you don't know what to do with yourself. Uko tu hapo awkward.
Like, should we not give advice to people who are in relationships?
Nah, we must give advice.
Honestly, definitely you should, but just... find a way of doing that because when you give advice and at you advise them to break up, let me tell you mambo ya watu wawili.
How is it, Joel?
Wewe, utkwanza wendo utakufanywa enemy. This girl or guy wanted us to break up. That's she's enemy of progress. Us. You know, they didn't want us to get married.
Mm.
Bruh.
Anyway, I'll still give you advice.
Yeah, but at times the advice we give is also wrong.
What you do with it?
You know. Because you know you don't know.
You don't know. You don't know what's going on inside that relationship.
See, everyone who came to me for advice.
Exactly.
You know what I feel like? The unfortunate thing is, sometimes we share when things are either bad
Or too good.
You know, there's no in between.
Yes.
Where I say, you know, my guy, he made me breakfast. He's, you know, he's very compassionate. He cares. To collect, imagine him say, leo amenifanya hivi. I love to say what I collectively tunamchukia.
The next minute, by the way.
Na jana alikuwa amekupikia, sijo amekumasaji, umejam tu. Yeah.
To collect, say, it's not giving. Bona hayuko.
Dump him.
You know?
Fayo, you don't know the
hayuko
context.
Consistent.
So I feel like people should give us the context.
The full story.
Like, mlijamishana mkidu, wawulidu.
Give us the tea, girly. Yeah.
Buy me a mall for the sisters. Even if you're in the wrong. Yeah, he's the problem.
Yeah.
Always. And then another thing I had to ask, because, you know, based on our experiences, I feel like talking to, the way Michelle is saying, talking to someone, I find it challenging to even kosoa my friend. Or you want to tell them, maybe you should amend this. Because let me give an instance. The other day, one of my friends had a birthday.
Yeah.
And she invited us to go out and do all these activities, danini. And then we were covering our own individual bills.
Mm.
So, kidogo, I felt some type of way. Because when it's your birthday and you've invited someone, personally, I like to host. Like, you know?
Okay.
I'll cover some expenses. Because nikawa nimeku invite, nimekuambia come out for me.
from my activities.
Yeah. Come out for dinner. Sijui budget yako iko aje. But mimi nataka budget. I want extravagance. I want this and that. If that's what I want, then I should be willing to cover some expenses and be like, I'll cover maybe food and you guys can take care of drinks. Or I'll get the B&B and then you guys just pull up and then we'll have fun, eat, maybe get some drinks, things like that. So I felt some type of way because siku understand vibe iko set at huku. And then watu wamekuja, awajapangwa, wamembotu kujeni.
Yeah.
And then unafika, like yes, it's not an issue when you're spending money on your friends and birthday na nini, but the transparency for me was the thing. So nilikuwa na shindo kwambia beshte yangu, maybe in future, because I noticed some few people were feeling the... Alafu nuna ile kitu enye, mna split paka ride ya Uber. You know, you
know. We know someone who does that. We have a friend who does that and even gives you the decimal point. So you're sending 118.991.
And you're like... Can we just drop the 10 bob point something? Can I just send you 100 flat or something?
Because
I find it so weird. For maybe it's because of where I'm coming from. I like to... Sipendi ku inconvenience watu. Imagine ni birthday yangu. Mi nataka tukuje to have fun. Mi nataka vibe kae hivi. So I might as well cover some expenses. Ndio hata watu wenye wamekuja next year nikiwa invite waseme hey, but then niko busy.
But then I feel like ina depend how much you know this person. Ndio utakoswana ama utakosolewa. Mi by then nishaikosolewa na besti yangu nilikuwa nalia kwa barabara.
Uliko nalia?
Nili, I wept.
Hata
sijai whip juu ya mse, but mse alifanya nika whip. So, tulikuwa tumepanga like a girl.
Because of a guy?
A girl!
Oh. Amemwambia, amemkosoa.
Tulikuwa tumepanga like an activity I think we were supposed to go. Then last minute I'm like, mesiendi. Kanifigia simu wakanza kunikelelesha.
Boy.
First of all, I was in shock. Sikuwa na expect anaweza fanya kitu kayo. So I was just weeping na nikitambia kwa barabara.
OMG.
Yeah, so.
And then now, was she right? Were you wrong?
She had a point, but I feel like hange ni gombanisha over the phone.
Like, mbona ni gombanisha? So how do you get mama yangu?
Like that? Because nato mimi ushindwa.
Let me tell you. There is grace doesn't hurt, you know. Me, this is the mantra I go with. If I have done wrong and then mtu akuja niambie by the way unajuanga wewe unakuanga hivi na hivi na hivi, already I have a defense wall up in the sky, you know. So what would I do, you know? So I just do exactly that. So if I want, what would I expect? What would I want? How would I want someone to
deliver
that message? And that's how I would, you know. But I'm telling you, by the way, Esther, I really don't like how you cut me short during our podcast. But like where Esther, by the way, ata uwachangi nionge. Already nimeshaanza kujivictimize, you know.
But then I feel like your approach ya kukwal mse and just airing it out na kusema I feel like this, like this, is better than ya kughost.
Yeah.
If you value the relationship, that
if
is.
If you value. Yeah.
And I feel low-key, I'm jealous of guys.
Yeah.
Because guys are open with their friendships. Alafu wakachingi feelings. Mtu anezambia tu mtu, bro, by the way, umefanya ufala. Alafu, and the next minute, they're laughing and, you know, life has gone on. But Sisi, for women, you know, it's more sensitive. Because what if you ruin someone's esteem? Umuambia, by the way, I outfit leo, maybe...
Ni kama bra yako inaonekana.
Kibogo sabi catch. Ako self-conscious mimi, the whole day.
Ya bra uta catch?
Apana. Apana me, but I don't get like... So what if my bra is
showing?
Nini? Is it my boob bra that's showing?
Yeah.
Get out of here, man. But one unspoken law and rule... Sorry, ni kama homa inanipata kwa hii weather. But one unspoken law and rule like me I have is post a photo where both of you look good.
True.
Don't post a photo where just it's you shining.
Yeah.
Share the spotlight.
I'm a birthday post. Alafu mtu ameka tu posta ako.
Mom, uko blood. Manze, ata umeanguka uko chini. Bada anapose like.
That's it, a hata uko na simu yako, you can post the nice one for yourself.
But mbona upost, mbona upost mbaya babe? Ni?
Si ati umechagua hiyo mbaya.
Like, hata by the way, ni bla.
Crop
bla mi uko nyuma. But don't post a photo where I look bad. Or maybe just even ask, do you like this photo? Yeah. Could I post it?
Yeah. Kwanza I post alafu akutag.
Hey? Ndio hapo sasa ujaribu sasa. How do I untag myself?
You know, by the way, there usually some instances where yeah. I feel like inakuanga mahater wamejidisguise as friends. So you see kwanza that birthday thing where people just pop out with the most embarrassing photo of you. Amezi post back to back like kumi.
Uko for real.
Yo, it happens. Because I used to see this, and you told me post my picture sijui zenye ulikuwa maybe mko kwa sleepover, uko na bonnet, unakaa tu venye unataka, alafu ndo ati happy birthday. Gang.
Okay, no.
You know, so I usually feel sometimes it's hate, disguised as love.
But that's
sometimes
true.
Sometimes kuku embarrass, ako like... I've also experienced that with my bestie. She had a friend, Mwenye.
Your now bestie or kitambo?
My current bestie.
So Mwenye wange achana. Okay.
Her friend. Mm. So, nyule mtu Mwenye. Of course, on social media, everyone posts looking good. Mm. You done up, your makeup, nini nywele, nini. So, atakutana u beshte yake, wakitemenae kwa tao. Atiakangi hivyo kwa nini, kwa ground.
Ana comment hivyo.
Eh. Like at unafaa unevenya mefake kwa Instagram. Yo, I saw that one time and was like, by the way, this is not your friend. This is a hater who's just associated with you.
You know?
And she's just trying to bring you down.
That's true. And you know, this sometimes they just bring it, as we wind up, guys.
Yeah.
They just bring it up like jokes. Yeah. You know? There's someone I know who had a friend, and they actually blocked this lady from their lives. This lady, so my friend,
mm-hmm.
would wear like a pretty skirt and a dress, but this other lady would be like, sasa leo umetuvalia nguo slutty, sasa unajaribu kukua sexy hivyo. I'm like, me kwanza I told that friend of mine, uyu Minyoka. Delete.
Mm.
Ika kujeka hapa, I'm like, I told you, but I'm never gonna say I told you so. All right.
Said it.
But I said it. Thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you on the next episode. We really love you. And we know you love us too. Peace. Bye, folks.
Yeah.
Love ya. Bye.
Bye.